Welcome to the IDK cast, recording live from my IDK command center near the River of Curiosity, surrounded by majestic trees of wisdom, where I can hear the ear-tickling laughter of the sun. Yes, you have arrived. This is a podcast that shares what we know, what we don't know, and asks our listeners, did you know? I am your host, Esme. Today is February 11th, 2018. And to get us started, we're going to talk about what we know. So to get us started, I know the news and mainstream media has a lot to say that focuses on negativity. And frankly, I am over it. I am over it. To get us started in our what we know, I want to share a story that shows we should not be afraid to ask for help because the results can be astounding. It all started with a tweet. A man in Chicago asked for 10 volunteers. 10 volunteers to help him shovel snow for the elderly. And the response he received will restore your faith in humanity because it did mine. Jamal Cole is the man in the story who runs a nonprofit community group called My Block, My Hood, My City in Chicago. He posted the request on his Twitter on February 9th, 2018. The tweet said, Chicago, I need 10 volunteers to help me shovel for seniors tomorrow. I'm getting too many emails from elderly folks that need help. Meet me at the 79th Street Red Line stop at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I got hoodies, hats, and lunch for anyone that comes through. Hashtag for my block. Not just 10 people showed up to help Mr. Cole. Over 100 volunteers arrived to help shovel snow. At the end of the day, 120 volunteers shoveled the sidewalks at more than 50 homes. Mainly were said to be homes of the elderly. Good on you, Jamal Cole. Good on you. All right, in this next story, we're going to say, did you know that it's never too late to start something amazing? Or in this guy's case, it's never too early. A young man with Down syndrome has started a million-dollar company whose mission is to spread happiness through socks. That is so cool. The man's name is John Lee Cronin, and he's only 21 years old, and he has always loved socks, and he's always loved socks that speak to his mood and personality, he said. After he graduated high school, he said he knew right off the bat that he wanted to start a business with his dad, so he decided to turn his love of socks into a career. So in December of 2016, John and his father, whose name is Mark, launched an online store called John's Crazy Socks. And they said that they seek socks that will make a difference, that will make people smile or laugh, that will tug at their heartstrings, and will add some zest to lives of everyone. They're all about socks that will matter to you and that you will love and cherish. So John's Crazy Socks is what the name of the company is. And it was called a pick and what it's actually called is a pick and pack warehouse, which means they distribute socks made by other companies. In a little over a year, John's Crazy Socks has shipped more than 42,000 orders and brought in nearly $2 million in revenue. They currently offer 1,500 different kinds of socks. Man, I don't know about you. Like, do you guys like crazy socks? I don't know. I know that I have a grandma, my grandma-in-law, if I must say, she loves giving socks for Christmas. So I think she might share the same sock passion that Mark does. Mark believes the company has been successful because it focuses on these three main principles. They said the first principle is provide hope and inspiration. The second one was to give back. And the third is excellent customer service. They say that they hire people with disabilities where people with disabilities can, it says it shows here what people with disabilities can do if you give them a chance. That is a quote from Mark who told Today. John's Crazy Socks also donates 5% of its profits to the Special Olympics. John himself is also a Special Olympic athlete. And last but not least, they also ship each order with love. Every package gets a thank you note from John himself. John and Mark said that they treat people the way they want to be treated. That means they pay attention, they treat people with respect and dignity, they are transparent and honest. They want to be of service to others. The better they treat you, the better they serve you, the more successful their business will be. You can watch John and Mark discuss their plans for John's upcoming birthday in the video that is included in the link that I am including in my show notes.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
All right, we are now in the segment called Did You Know? So, did you know that there's a movement called The Good Cards that has a goal to spread good around the world? They even have a mobile app! I know, right? But the sad thing is there's only like 100 people that are like downloaded the app on the Google Play Store. I know, because I downloaded it. But anyways, just to let you know a little bit about it, it is an interactive app that promotes kindness and happiness in a fun and meaningful way. Your adventure begins with a recycled plastic card and an app that tracks the ripple effect of your good deeds. So I thought that was kind of interesting because, like, everybody knows the pay it forward, you know, I always hear stories and I've had it happen to me before. You roll into McDonald's and it's really early in the morning and your eyes are like only halfway open. And you roll up to the window to pay for your coffee and your breakfast sandwich. And the lady's like, hey, you know, this has already been covered. The person in front of you paid. So then you're like, oh, you know, like totally catches you off guard. You're like, there's somebody out there doing nice things for people. This is crazy. Unheard of. You know, and then you're like, well, and then immediately, I don't know if you're like me, you might not be, you might be a jackwagon and be like, I don't like doing nice things for people, but that's not how I rolled. I was like, oh, this is amazing. They paid for me. So, and I ain't stupid. I'm going to go like, hey, how much? Because I don't know how much food that people, you know, the people behind me ordered. And I don't know if I have enough money to cover them. So got to be a little diligent. I'm like, hey, you know, well, since my order's paid for, how much is the order behind me? You know, I've totally been in that situation and got to pay it forward, and that's really awesome. But this is cool, though, because you always wonder, like, how far did that ripple go? How far did it go? So I think that's actually where the good cards comes into play, because they actually integrated an app and a card that's on recycled plastic to kind of track how far your good deeds go. So I don't know how well it works. I guess you could try. I think I'm going to sign up for it. It looks like it was like you order the recycled card for free and there's like $2.50 shipping. So that's pretty cool. Your adventure begins with a recycled plastic card and an app that tracks the ripple effect of your good deeds. The good cards travel around the world and connect people who are committed to making a difference. How cool is that? Now, in their About Us section on their website, they have a little bit of something something, and it says, we had a dream that our children will grow up in a different world where people are helping each other, a world with no wars, no poverty, a world where life is free and beautiful and a wonderful adventure. And we all live on this as a one human with alignment with animals and nature. We had a dream where technology is not blocked by greed or corporation, where all buildings and modes of transport and energy sourcing is renewable and sustainable. And you can read on and read on and read on if you go to thegoodcards.com. That's where you can find the rest of it. But so at the very end, they say, you're probably wondering how this dream came to life. So you can discover more about the story and behind the vision. And it all was a vision of Paul and Dorota. They originally met by chance at a business networking conference after Paul, it's P-A-W-E-L, had made the decision to leave the financial world. And Dorota had recently graduated from the University of Economics in Poznan. Dorota was also currently working for a Polish startup company, and Paul was preparing to organize his Dreamers event and crowdfunding campaign for 5 pieces of advice project in an initiative that would help spread collective wisdom between different demographics across the world. Does it, such a small little task, right? I'm like, wow, this guy, he shoots for the moon and hopefully lands amongst the stars. As the two began to talk, they realized that they both shared the same aspirations and dreams to make this world a better and more loving place. From that moment, both with a passion for business as well as social good, Dorota began helping Powell with the Five Pieces of Advice project. Powell knew that he needed to find a way to engage more people into collecting knowledge and doing good things around the world. He wanted to make Five Pieces of Advice bigger and more engaging, and after many evenings of brainstorming, they came up with the Good Cards. So that is how it got started. The inspiration can be found anywhere, but it was from the Disney movie Tomorrowland that they have to thank for playing the muse for Powell and Dorota. It was a movie that came out in 2015. It starred George Clooney, and he sees a teenager bursting with scientific curiosity, a former boy genius inventor himself. He embarked on a mission to unearth the secrets of a memory they both shared. So this was what inspired the couple to start the Good Cards project and encouraged a domino effect of good deeds. So I plan on including the trailer to, or like the little video they have to explain the Good Cards, where they've reached out and have participants explaining the Good Cards and such. The vision came after many hours of brainstorming and collaborating, that they wanted their brand to become a global success and dreamed of a campaign with such high visibility, including posters on public transport, that this call for action would initiate a huge movement among civilians towards doing good for other people. So just kind of want to help push that along. Like I said, you can find more information on this at thegoodcards.com. And I did find the app in the Google Play Store. We're going to move on to our next Did You Know? So, listeners, IDK Cast listeners, did you know that today, at this moment in time that I'm recording, it is Sunday, February 11th, 2018, and also the International Day of Women and Girls in Science? To mark the day, ScienceMag.org asked female scientists from around the world to reflect on their experiences and offer their advice. So, one of the scientists named Nanne Prisselle, that's N-O-N-N-E-P-R-I-S-L-E, she is an associate professor in atmospheric science at the University of Oulu in Finland, and she had this to say. My advice to early career women scientists is to believe in yourself and believe that what you do matters for science and for society. Strive to create the networks and find the peer support and mentoring that you need. Be open and outspoken about the challenges that you face to help others. Find better ways to support you. But you also need to be realistic, as not everyone will be able to see things from a new perspective or change their ways. Ultimately, this is your life, and you have to decide what things are worth fighting for and what others are not worth the time or energy. So if you would like to read more advice from scientists, you can head to the show notes at theidkcast.podbean.com, where you will find the link to this article. All right, we're going to wrap this show up with sharing some stuff that, hey, maybe we didn't know. And in the spirit of the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, I have found some interesting facts about this year's Winter Olympics. So to get us started, I don't think we knew that over 3 in 4 Americans, which is 76%, watch the Winter Olympics, according to Bridgestone's Winter Driving Survey. The Pyeongchang 2018 Olympic torch will be sold at a lower price than the manufacturing cost to allow more runners to buy one. I had no clue that a torch would cost so much money, but how thoughtful of them to actually sell it to the runners for less than what it costs to make it. That's crazy, but that's cool. All right, the approximate cost of the Winter Olympics is, guess how much money? $10 billion. $10 billion. That's right. And also, did you know, because I don't think we knew, that introduced in 1924, this is the first Olympics at which co-ed curling teams will compete. And in case you didn't know, the goal is to get the rocks as close to the center of the circles as possible. So what? And did you know? Because I didn't know. This is not Olympic related, and maybe it is, but not intentionally. Did you know that if your mattress is over 10 years old, 10 years of usage, it doubles its weight. And do you want to know why? It's very gross. I don't know if you want to know. Maybe this should be a segment called, I don't know if you want to know. Because I didn't want to know. It doubles in size and weight. It's not like it starts like a foot and then after 10 years it's like 2 feet thick. No, thank God that's not what it is. But it doubles in weight because it collects dust and dust mites over that 10-year period of usage. So throughout that time, vermin eat tiny parts of her skin, which fall down into the mattress folds. Blah. All right, so hey, here's a good thing that has something to do with sleeping, maybe. During the night, did you know that your intervertebral discs relax and expand? That is why you're 1% taller in the morning than in the evening. I had no clue. Nope, no clue. And also, to wrap it up on this gross little thing, unless you've been looking for friends, you know, you could have 90 trillion friends. There are more life forms on the human skin than there are people on our planet. Every day we share our body with 90 trillion bacteria. So if you didn't shower every day, I bet you're really thinking about it now, because I know I can't go a day without showering. I feel like a dirty ball. Now just know that if you go the next day, you know, I'm thinking that 90 trillion duplicates. I think you get like 180 trillion bacteria buddies all over your body. So, hey, I didn't know that. Maybe you didn't know that. But hey, that also, what I do know is it is the end of the show. So I will yak at you guys later. And until the next episode, be the light. Bye-bye. All right, IDK Cast listeners, this is Esme signing out. But before I go, I want to let you know how you can get a hold of the show. You can email the show at theidkcast@gmail.com. You can contact the show on Twitter at theidkcast. You can find us on any of your podcast-catching mobile apps just by searching The IDK Cast. And you can subscribe to our RSS feeds and get your hands on our show notes at theidkcast.podbean.com. We also have a Podbean app. Just find Podbean on your mobile app store and you can find us through there. So until next episode, this is Esme signing out, and I want to let you know to be the light in the darkness and keep learning, keep spreading that good stuff. Talk to you later.